All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good to be with you, as always.
You know, Dr. Craig, there are times that I just cannot understand. We know that this is a harrowing time in this nation internally. Never mind the things we're faced with outside of the country, Dr. Craig. It is the fight that we are fighting inside of this nation that will tear this nation asunder with these crazy thoughts and ideas like this one. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Assembly voted to proclaim May 1st, 2023, Loyalty Day in Wisconsin. Now, you got to ask the question, Dr. Craig. What are they talking about? The authors of this bill did not attempt to disguise its political nature. They acknowledged that this effort started as Americanization Day at the height of the first Red Scare in 1921 to combat political extremism. This period was characterized by a wave of illegal detentions and unwarranted searches of American citizens. The fact that elected officials would mention this era with a positive undertone should be cause for alarm in Wisconsin. To add insult to injury, our elected officials are declaring Loyalty Day on May Day, also known as International Workers' Day. These politicians are not only using their platforms to demand our unwavering loyalty, but also to erase the memories of generations of American labor activists who put their lives on the line for workers' rights, Dr. Craig. What are we dealing with?
Well, we're dealing with, an attempt to define very sharply a division between us and them in our own country, right?
Right.
They're saying that there are people who are disloyal. It is amazing what the definition of loyalty is here, because apparently giving aid and comfort to an insurrection, giving aid and comfort to fake electors being filed in Wisconsin, contrary to the popular vote, an attempt to steal the 2020 election for Donald Trump, that's not apparently disloyalty. So disloyalty is those other people we're pointing at. So it's always been the case, Earl, that the defining the other and then scaring your constituency that you've defined based on it as a way to build power. This is purely about power. And it just shows how committed they are to creating a culture war, even on issues where it doesn't exist. I mean, you think about it, who has been more likely to volunteer to go to war, risk their lives, and not get their fair share back than people of color in our society and African Americans in particular? Yet they're not recognized as more loyal by this group of people. So loyalty becomes defined as, I don't know, lie all the time and do whatever you can to grab the most of the country's resources and the most power and kick the ladder out from underneath behind you. That seems to be what they mean. You could have a loyalty day, Earl, that was about loyalty to our democracy, our diversity, all that's been brought by immigrants and by people not from majority groups in our society, how much that's enriched our society and in so many different ways. But that's not what they mean, unfortunately.
So, Dr. Craig, what I'm saying is, with all of the issues that before us that critically need to be addressed, they're sitting back and this is what they come up with. And so, Dr. Craig, to me, it is frightening because I don't think we can get these people to get beyond what's in their heads right now. They're not focused and concerned on what's in the best interest of the state of Wisconsin. They are not. And the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. They clearly have this tomfoolery and this foolishness that they would rather spend. They had to spend time on this, Dr. Craig. They had to call each other, sit down, and talk about it instead of dealing with the real issues that need to be dealt with in the state. They're dealing with this.
You know, this is fruit of the poison tree, so to speak. This is not a legitimately democratically elected state legislature. They use their power. It was a huge amount of money from billionaires and corporations they seized power with to create legislative maps where they could hold power regardless of public opinion, regardless of what happened in elections. And so they're acting that way. And I think there's a connection. They're not just failing to see the real issues we have in our society that need to be addressed by government. The lack of access to affordable child care, health care, the need to meet the climate crisis by having a very rapid conversion to a sustainable economy and doing it in a way that will expand opportunity, restore it. All of that's on the table. They don't want to do those things. So this is a deliberate distraction in order to focus people on something else. And Ron DeSantis in Florida is a lead practitioner of this. And currently he's trying to make everything in Florida about his war with Mickey Mouse, with the Disney Corporation, over the tolerance of that corporation versus what he would like, where he'd like to divide the line or draw it between us and them.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's not getting better, is it? I mean, every day I look to see.
It's not going to until they're defeated. I mean, that's the problem. It's sort of like you had to defeat slavery, right? The slaveholders were going to do what they were going to do. And in this case, these folks are going to do what they're going to do. You know, one of the things they did way before Trump in the 90s was they were very careful in selecting their candidates. When I started lobbying the state legislature, when I worked for a major union 20 years ago, there were still Republicans who were open to reason. And even if they were conservative-minded, you could sit down with them and you could find common ground and at least have a good conversation. I'm telling you, the people they've elected now, there's no chance of that. They're not capable of it. And so not only are they not capable of it because they're ideologues, i.e. they're extremists, they're often not capable of it because they're not really that capable of independent thought. They're not anything like the elected representatives that the framers of the Wisconsin or federal constitution had in mind when they thought about representative democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, and worse yet, those are the kinds of people that they have literally gone after to hold these seats.
Yes. They've looked for people they can control, and there's no chance of them becoming independent in any way. So they're kind of like a beehive, right? The bees are going to follow their instructions from the queen. They're organized that way.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Craig, and to me that's frightening. I often hear people talk about, well, you got to understand people are afraid in the society, and this is why they're acting the way they're acting, and this is why they're supporting the Donald Trumps and these other kind of people, because they're afraid. Hey, man, I'm not afraid of much of anything, but I'm really afraid for the future, Dr. Craig, if these people aren't defeated. And that's exactly what you just said.
I mean, look at Jim Jordan's clown show and trashing of the history of the House Judiciary Committee with his hearing in New York, designed to interfere in the prosecution of Donald Trump. They're trying to make a big deal about New York being some sort of hellhole and unsafe. And the Democrats have come out and said, well, Bakersfield, California, where the speaker is from, Columbus, Ohio, where Chairman Jordan is from, have much higher relative crime rates per capita than New York. New York's one of the safest cities in the world. And they don't respond to that specifically because that's not what it's about. You know what they're scared of? They're scared of how incredibly diverse New York is. Now, I think that's a beautiful thing. They don't. So the crime rate thing is just a lie. They're talking about something else. They're just trying to scare people into the idea that there's these other people who are different from them and that are a threat, right? And we should be afraid of, and therefore we should hate on America's, you know, leading city.
Well, but you know, Dr. Craig, that's the playbook for them nationally, right? I don't care where it is. That's the only thing that they can hang their hats on. It's crime. I listen to them. There's nothing else that they can add to the discussion.
They're not really talking about crime. So we have some poor moderate Democrats who think they can meet them on the crime issue. That misunderstands what it's about, right? They're not really about solving the crime issue and creating increasing public safety. They're about using it as a wedge to gain power, and they wouldn't want to go away. And if we had if crime rates continued to plummet, and they have since the 1990s, if you look at the growth trajectory, it's been going down. It's still been going down. There was a blip during COVID-19. Understandably, there was a huge social disruption there, but they would make it up. And you know what? Given the fear they've generated and the audience they've generated, a lot of people would still believe it, no matter how low crime was.
So Bill Ken, hang on. We'll come to you on the other side. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll hear what you have to say. We'll be right back.
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Bill from Oconomowoc, good morning to you, my friend. You say what?
Well, first of all, Earl, they got to get you to play for Green Bay. You throw a touchdown pass every day. I just can't believe how you're constantly ahead of the news, not behind it. Most of these talking heads are way behind it. You're on top of it. But here goes. Dr. Craig, I believe that we're coming to a point in our culture where the far right, only the far right, is ostracizing themselves. And here's what I mean. They have no integrity. They have no honesty. They have no diplomacy. They have no patience. And what's left? I think the American public has now been insulted by the ridiculous stuff they do, that the only people that will follow them are so clinging to fear and worry and arming themselves. That's all that's left. The generation, whatever the new generation's called, Z, E, whatever they are, they're taking a chainsaw to our political arena. Down in Tennessee, we have two young men that were just reinstated. they hold political office in Tennessee. Here's the beauty. From what I understand, they no longer can be expelled ever again under the way the rules are written. All of a sudden, they're empowered. What do you think, Dr. Craig? Do you see this all kind of coming, not to a total end, but it's becoming so ridiculous, very few people buy it.
So, Bill, thank you, man. As always, Dr. Craig, I'm going to take one more call before I let you answer both of them. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what?
Hey, gentlemen, why don't you talk about what positive's going on the left side instead of ripping on the right side day after day? Doesn't that get sickening?
What are you talking about?
What's the Biden administration doing?
No, listen, so we're just asking. Okay, so
What's Joe Biden doing?
Do you think that the Republican Party and all of these news outlets that they control don't say anything negative about the Democrats? Is that what you're saying to me, man?
Well, there's negative and positives on both sides, but day after day, you guys just go after the right. Like, yeah, there's.
Okay. Okay. Let's let Dr. Craig respond. Dr. Craig.
So, you know, politics is, you know, we have a natural two-party system, and there's always going to be partisanship in a representative democracy, everyone we've had. So there's always going to be the contest between the sides. It'd be like looking at the Packer game without looking at the opponent, right? Let's just look at what the Packers did. But guess what? What they did had nothing to do with what the opponent was doing, right? So they're connected. But I would say on the positive side, I have to refer to the negative. I'll answer the second caller's question and go back to the first caller, Earl. Look at what we have with the budget impasse, where the new House majority is trying to use the national debt ceiling, that is paying the credit card that's already been run up, and conservatives ran up a huge amount of it with the Trump tax cuts, let's be clear, but approving all the spending and then just not paying the credit card bill and doing tremendous damage to the American world economy. So essentially holding the economy hostage to try to get their way, massive cuts of things like food assistance, Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and many other things. And so that's what you have. You have Biden, though. They refuse to give an actual budget, Earl, because they can't agree on one and because they don't want to stipulate exactly what cuts they'd make. Whereas President Biden has put forward an actual budget that lowers the national debt, raises revenue by asking billionaires and profitable corporations to pay much more of their fair share. They've been getting their taxes cut, what they give back to everyone else year after year after year for decades, and then making major investments in things like affordable child care, finally having paid family medical leave, with the worst last major democracy not to have that, and to address the climate crisis. A whole lot of it to make healthcare much more affordable. It's unaffordable right now, and a whole lot of other issues. So I'll say something very positive. Biden has a budget. It has a lot of good things in it and actually does reduce the deficit. The Republicans have nothing because they refuse to take a position. They don't want to put their cards on the table. They just want to hold the economy hostage and try to force Biden to meet their ante. And we don't even know what it is because they haven't presented an alternative budget.
So that's my
report on the second call for the second call.
So we'll take the other call on the other side. Dr. Craig, Gary from Sussex, 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. We'll be right back. welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can always text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. Dr. Craig, I'm going to take one more caller before we let you answer the first caller. Gary from Sussex, go ahead, sir.
I want to make a comment about Bill from Oconomowoc when he was talking about the insurrection that happened down in Tennessee, when these lawmakers would go in and start screaming at the top of their lungs, taking bullhorns, disrupting the business of what's going on in their capital. Now, just picture, we have to have rules. And picture if you were in court and you did not like the outcome and you were a lawyer and you didn't like the outcome of how the judge was ruling. And you went up to the judge and you started using your bullhorn, stick it right in his face and start screaming at the top of your lungs. Now, it's just a little weird for me that this maniac transgender guy goes in there, or girl, or whatever she was, goes in there and murders some Christian kids, and yet Obama doesn't go there. Kamala Harris doesn't go there until 10 days. Wait, let me finish. Until 10 days later, then she goes and starts telling these guys that interrupted the business, and you cannot do that. You have to have rules. Otherwise, it'd be just chaos.
Hey Gary, do those rules supersede in a representative government? The people who elected those people? Are you saying that those rules are more important and that so they kicked those guys out and as it turned out, they didn't have the power or the rights to do what they did? The people who voted to kick them out? You can't see that?
Well, let me ask you, Earl. If you were standing in front of a judge and you started screaming, there are rules.
So let me do this. Let me have Dr. Craig respond. Dr. Craig, do you want to respond to Gary, please?
Yeah, and let me know if you can hear me. I'm sitting in a car.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
It's hailing, and it's actually hailing in Madison. So,
right.
I just say, look at how disproportionate the punishment was. There's no regular practice of kicking people, elected officials, entirely out of the state legislature in Tennessee. It's only happened a couple times in history, and it's been very serious people committing crimes, right? Serious crimes that got them kicked out. So even if we grant the caller's premise that the civil disobedience they engaged in, having a bullhorn, and protesting in the middle of the state legislature deserves some kind of punishment, it was entirely disproportionate. And they were responding because they have a gerrymandered legislature, and this legislature won't even take up a discussion of gun safety. And you do see what's going on here when the identity of the person who committed this particular mass shooting, a trans person, is used in this way. Okay, your gun violence and the oversupply of guns caused by the right and the gun industry and the NRA and the society causes people, all sorts of people, to commit mass murders. Not only white men, though the vast majority are white men.
Gary?
Well, okay. But my point, Dr. Craig, is you have to have an assemblance of speaking peacefully.
We know that. Nobody's questioning that, Gary.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is they should have been kicked out. You cannot. If you were in court, you would be under.
Did you not hear what he said? Gary, did you not hear anything that Dr. Craig just said?
Yes, I did hear.
But you're repeating the same thing.
I'm just saying that he's talking about the punishment basically should meet the crime, okay? They should have been removed just like they would. They should be reinstated just like if you were contempt of court.
That's not what happened.
A couple days in jail. Well, I'm just saying. But then what bothers me is people like Kamala Harris finally shows up, 10 days later and starts speaking in behalf of these legislators that were thrown out, rather than the fact about the killing of these poor kids.
Okay.
There's a couple other things I just wait. There's a couple other points I wanted to make.
Well, quickly.
Okay. I will. You guys were talking about how insane basically the Republicans are and how they live in fear. First of all, I don't live in fear.
You don't represent all Republicans, Gary. Maybe you think you do, but you don't. You're one person.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But then, you know, how the Democrats are living, how it's changed. I used to be a Democrat. Okay, I voted for Jimmy Carter,
okay,
then
man.
I changed to Ronald Reagan. But wait, let me finish one.
I don't have time to go back to that.
Okay, but the thing is this. When you were a kid, did you guys hang around in mobs of 50 or 60 and go in the stores and just tear the stores apart? No.
Okay,
you
Gary.
Never did that.
Hey, Gary, thank you very much for the call, man. I wish I had more time. I don't. Let's go to CJ quickly. CJ, quickly, go ahead.
Thank you, Earl. See, Gary, it doesn't meet their narrative. They can't define what a woman is. They can't define what mayhem is. They can't define what crime is.
And you can't follow the flow and you can't follow the flow of a conversation. You or Gary. Because what we are talking about and what we asked about, you can't follow. Dr. Craig, you want to respond at all to CJ?
Well, part of what happens on the right is projection, right? So, CJ's right. There are people who can't follow, can do nothing but repeat their own narrative over and over again. It's the last two callers, Gary and CJ.
Yes. You know, Dr. Craig, how do you, and as I said to you before, I don't know how we get out of this. Because they're not alone in what they're saying, Dr. Craig. There's a whole group of people who think just like they do. And it's a dangerous time in this society.
I mean, and this will give me an opportunity, Earl, to address your first caller, who I didn't respond to. And he was saying it's so obviously crazy and gotten crazier that people are seeing it, and therefore, you know, it'll get better, right? They're discrediting themselves. I would like to believe that. There are historians who have claimed that we go back to a balance once we hit extremes. I don't actually believe that. I think that we're still in a dangerous situation, and that we've seen in human history that things as crazy or crazier than what we see on the far right now have succeeded and have taken down societies and taken over. And look at the Dominion settlement for Fox News, right? The biggest viewership is of Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. Their viewers didn't hear anything about it. They don't even know what happened. So they have created a hermetically sealed echo chamber where even when their dominant media outlet has to admit that it's a propaganda outlet and it doesn't do news and it's willing to lie to hold its market share when it knows it's lying and do it in a pernicious way that endangers lives, that they're still not going to even hear about it, let alone have a chance to decide what they think of that.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, I was talking about it the first hour, and people aren't who believe in that and who have been lied to and know that that's an admittance of Fox News when they pay almost $800 million that, yeah, you got us, you caught us, we have been lying. But because they didn't submit an apology, this gives them wiggle room to keep doing what they're doing, Dr. Craig. But $800 million lighter, right?
Which is, you know, a cost of doing business for them. They'll have to vote Maddox also suing them. There'll be shareholder suits probably because they had to do this. But they've all figured that in. It is very much because the Murdochs are the model for the HBO series Succession. They decide every once in a while they got to buy their way out of something, right? The patriarch,
right?
The Murdoch. And so apparently Dominion took them to the brink where they were going to drag Murdoch and his on-air talent, I put in quotes, talent for propaganda and mayhem.
Actors and actresses.
To expose them expose their lies and put them in a situation where they can perjure themselves or they can fess up. And that isn't going to happen. Apparently, that was worth almost $1 billion to Fox to prevent that from happening, and probably more given likely shareholder lawsuits because of the loss to the company caused by this conduct and their value, their shareholder value.
Curtis from West Dallas, quickly.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, thank you very much for being our guest today. But every time the Republicans start spinning stuff, you just like, you sit against the wall, it's like, come on. But the only thing I say is, if they want their guns, they should license their guns, insure their guns, they can have as many guns as they want. But every time there's a shooting, all you have to keep on saying to them is, say, license your gun and insure your gun. Then you can have your gun. But until that happens, I'm telling you, these people are just passing these guns around like they're candy. It's like, I really feel sorry for kids. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, it is a dangerous time because people, unfortunately, as you stated, were in New York hollering down, shouting down the MAGA Republicans and threatening, you know, district attorney. I mean, Dr. Craig, how can you possibly even say that those things are okay to do? Well, you know, Black Lives Matter does it. And I mean, Dr. Craig, these are the things I'm talking. They don't even see these things as wrong, right? I mean, they don't see them as wrong.
Yeah, no, it dovetails perfectly with the way you started, because I can only do three segments today. I'm sitting outside an event,
right.
But you started with this loyalty thing, right?
Right.
So they're lawless. They're disloyal. How is it loyalty to tear down our legal system and to claim that the duly elected district attorney of New York is some sort of political hack, not based on any investigation or evidence, but because they politically don't like that they're going after the front runner for president and the leader of the Republican Party right now, Donald Trump. And so they're willing to trash law, and the insurrection was a trashing of law and order, so were the fake electors, and trash the truth and trash everything to get their way. They're the destroyers of the country. They're the most disloyal party in recent American history, the most disloyal since the Confederate Party, the part of the Democratic Party, the Southern Democratic Party before the Civil War that led us into the Civil War.
And you know, Dr. Craig, then to say that, you know, I'm on every day and I'm really trashing the Republican Party. They control the media outlets all over the nation. And so they have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to continue to hammer away at those of us who want there to be some fairness and for there to be some democracy. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. And so, you know, we've got this little radio station conglomerate that has just sprang up to push back on what they've been doing, and they can't take it, Dr. Craig.
Not only that, we attempt to tell the truth. You know, we're humans. I'm sure we make mistakes. They can never even explain what the other side said, which puts a lie to their whole ideology, that why can't they critique the other side while faithfully laying out what its position is. Why do you have to say that the whole Democratic Party is for defund the police, where virtually none of the Democratic
right.
Party is for defund right. the police? Because you can't win on the actual facts.
Hey, Dr. Craig, thank you as always, my friend.
Thank you. Good
yeah.
show.
All right. We'll talk again next week. Got to go to a break. 867-2789. Be right back. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, we must be starting to make some inroads. Because, you know, little bitty 540 AM WAUK and civic media across the state of Wisconsin, these are relatively new outlets that didn't exist prior to, I think, I know WAUK came into existence on February 14th. 2022. You know how I know? Because I was the first one who had a show on WAUK. I was the first host. And so they're complaining that we're beating them up. Well, you're talking about Republicans every day. Hey, man, you have any idea how many decades I've had to listen to conservative dribble? On the local, state, national level? Do you have any idea? Before there was ever such a thing as 540 AM WAUK or civic media. For 40 years. And now, well, you have to talk about us every day.
You know, I think they might have bought some of the Trump trading cards and got their feelings hurt.
Hey, man. And I'm not, and it would be different if, unlike what I heard for 40 years from Republican talk hosts, lies, absolute lies, and I'm not lying. I'm just telling you straight up truth. You don't have to, you know. Straight up truth. If it's a lie, I don't want it in my mouth. You know, I try to live my life without lying. I don't want to be around anybody who's lying, man. I just don't. You know, so, you know, and I always say to you guys, 844-967-2789. If I'm lying, hey, I give you as much time as you want. You know. To prove that I'm lying. Let's go to Bill quickly again, man. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Earl, you have a good day. Here's what happened with CJ and the guy Gary and all the other guys that called in, a bunch of them. They flipped, I counted, the average caller, those guys on that same topic, had four different problems trying to talk about what you're talking about. They talked about Hillary. They talked about Obama. Get it straight, boys. One question at a time.
I know. That's...
It's like dealing with my grandkids. Yeah, but Grandpa, what about that? And what about that? Wait a minute. We're not talking about what about that? What about that? We're talking about one thing.
Well, see,
and
Bill,
you handled it well.
And people wonder why I cut CJ off. I'm not going to let CJ cannot call any conservative radio outlet, you or I, Bill, and not follow what the question is that they're talking about. Once you stray from that, you are cut off. But CJ wants to call as if he's the guy determining what the questions are. Okay? And so he's going to take it where he wants to take it. And I'm not going to let him do that. Okay? If he wants to follow the questions that we are at, as I had to do when I called conservative talk shows, I never once was able to come on and change the subject like CJ wants to do all the time and keep on talking when somebody says, hey, man, go back to the subject that we're talking about. He doesn't comprehend that. He doesn't comprehend why on all the other shows at this station, I mean, in civic media, they're basically separated themselves from him because they're not going to let him dictate, as he would not be able to dictate on conservative talk radio. You want to focus on what we're talking about? You're welcome. We'll have as long a conversation as you want to have, but we're not going to tolerate you calling, changing the subject to what you want to change it to. Well, I'm talking about that. Okay, what you're talking about, man? You aren't talking about what it is we're talking about. You want to focus on that? That's fine. Ken from Sturgeon Bay, who does do that, and that's why Ken gets to talk. quickly, King. We got a couple minutes.
Yeah, Earl.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you voted for Biden, and you don't like liars.
So this is what we're talking about, right? I mean, you know, you voted for Donald Trump. What are you talking about? You think Donald Trump's not a liar?
They're both liars.
No. So what are you? So how do you call here and then say I voted for Joe Biden and he's a liar, and then you have to turn around and say they're both liars? So what sense does it make for you to call and say Joe Biden's a liar, and then have to admit that Donald Trump is a liar too? What sense does it make to even have that conversation?
Well, the thing of it is you say you don't like liars, and did you vote for Biden?
I'm glad the time is up. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Man, couldn't do it without you. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Man, dress warm.